Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello?
Hello and welcome to Must Have Seen TV, a bonus episode coming to you from lovely LaGuardia Airport in New York City. I figure this is the kind of thing that I should document, as I am going to see Bob Newhart in concert? I'm going to see a show. In St. Charles, so I'm flying to St. Louis, and you are getting me live from the airport as I walk to the gate and try to find something to eat before boarding starts. The bigger news... It's okay, it's gate C12 this way, gate C12 this way. The bigger news is that, in theory, I should be meeting Bob Newhart as well. I contacted his secretary after that email that she sent from Bob to me a couple weeks ago that I told y'all about on the show. I am now turning around because I have no idea where C12 is. This way. It's this way. Yeah, so after that, I was like, well, I should reach out and just see if I can get something. And it's happening. In theory, you'll find out in this episode whether or not I actually meet him. But yeah, I will check back in with y'all periodically on my trip there. And fingers crossed everything goes well. Oh boy. Okay, I found my gate, so now I'm less harried and can actually talk as I look for food. The funny thing about LaGuardia is that it's awful, so I always use JFK, people. But yeah, this all came about a couple of weeks ago when I decided to do the crazy thing of fly to St. Charles. I keep saying it's shows in St. Charles. Flying to St. Louis, because no one flies to St. Charles because it is tiny! But I thought I would do the crazy thing. Fly out on a Friday, fly back on a Sunday, just for one show. Not cheap, but Bob just turned 88, and this is the thing I have to do. You're getting all the ambiance of an airport right now. It's beautiful, isn't it? What I'm learning is that Terminal C at LaGuardia only has elaborate sit-down restaurants or crappy bodegas with crappy sandwiches. I am very hungry. I don't know what I'm going to do for dinner. So, thanks for coming along on this ride with me. Oh boy. Seriously, I don't know how there isn't a Burger King or a Taco Bell or a Sbarro or anything in this terminal. It's all just little sandwich nooks and elaborate sit-down restaurants that look pretty expensive and have waiters. I don't have time. I don't have this time. So I'm gonna get a crappy sandwich or something, I guess. Ugh. Okay, I've had a Clif Bar and some Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, which is very clunkily named. So I can now, like, take a breather and actually really explain what's going on. Earlier this summer, I wrote an article called, Hey Millennials, This Is Why You Should Care About Bob Newhart. Couple weeks later, Bob Newhart's secretary reached out to me with a message from Bob himself saying that it was the nicest thing anyone's ever written about that show, and that he's glad that it's getting some recognition, and that, that's crazy. That blew my mind. I can't remember what episode of the podcast I talked about it on. Probably one from June or July. Download all of them. You can hear me freaking out at the very beginning of the episode, so you'll know what it is immediately. Know it's the one immediately. And then on September 5th, Bob's birthday, I decided that I knew he was performing this weekend. I also knew that New York Comic Con is this weekend, and that's also my other beat in my other life. But after I made sure that work wasn't going to send me to that, I pulled the trigger. And I bought a third row ticket to the show in St. Charles, and I got a plane ticket that had thankfully decreased in price because flying from New York to St. Louis is expensive. But it had gone down a little bit, so that was good. And then I took the big swing of emailing Bob's secretary, or Mr. Newhart, his secretary, since I had a contact, and was just like, let's see if this works. My husband was like, you need to email and ask for an interview, because you need to have some structure to this potential meeting, because what are you going to do if you just get in a room with him with no structure? Are you just going to cry in front of him? So we asked for an interview. No answer back for a little while. Totally understandable. I emailed back a couple weeks later. Just reminder, is it okay if I just say hi? Immediate response back. Don't have time for an interview, but he would be more than happy to say hello. So a backstage pass is theoretically being left for me. And that was a heart-in-my-throat moment in a good way. That was a... I'm a pessimist by nature at times. I'm an optimistic pessimist, I think, and I have had mixed feelings trying to sort out how I feel. I mean, obviously I am elated, but I'm also in my brain like, what can go wrong? And that was 2 weeks ago, and I've not really told anyone, because again, I don't want to jinx anything. And now I'm at the airport waiting to get on the plane to go out there. And seeing the show is tomorrow night. My husband is from St. Charles, so I got plenty of fun stuff to do with in-laws until then. And then tomorrow night is the show, and I'm kind of spacing out thinking about it. And I might check in again tomorrow on Saturday, maybe when I touch down. Who knows? But now you actually have the context of this whole crazy adventure, and I hope that there's a good ending to this story. I have landed in St. Louis. It is an hour after I thought it would be because LaGuardia loves really showing you that tarmac, giving you all that sweet tarmac action. So I've had two bags of pretzels and a Clif Bar to eat tonight. But you don't care about that. To get into the mood, I read the first couple chapters, three or four chapters of Bob's 2006 book, I Shouldn't Even Be Doing This. I then listened to an interview that he gave with WGN to celebrate the 45th anniversary of the Bob Newhart Show. Did that. And I watched an episode of the Bob Newhart Show, The Great Tim Powell Arts Medical Experiment. So I'm stoked. Okay, and it is Saturday night at 7 p.m. I'm here an hour early at the, oh lord, it's like the Scheidegger Center. I cannot see the full sign, so I don't know what it is. Anyway, I've had a whole day to get anxious about everything. I'm an anxious person. I can't help it. So basically, I'm trying to figure out what in the world happens if I meet him, because I honestly have no idea what the setup of this is gonna be. Is there a big crowd of people here to hang out with Bob Newhart after the show? Is what I doubt is a thing that exists and is gonna happen. But I also don't know how
I feel like I should have a plan, but I do this for a living. I talk to celebrities for a living. This is not, it is way different. It is, you're catching me at most scattershot brain. It is way different, because I'm not here for work. I actually don't have anything to interview him about, and everything that I want to say, it seems way too personal. You don't want to come in full blast sincerity with someone after a show, maybe. But there's like things like the Bob Newhart show makes me feel okay about not having children. Like, that's like how deep this stuff gets. Like, I didn't spend last Christmas with my family for the first time ever. I spent it with my husband, which is the kind of Christmas that Bob and Emily Hartley have on the Bob Newhart show. And it's the only example I have of a adult couple in their late 30s, 40s, who love each other and don't have kids, and they spend their holidays together because that's what they do, and it's great. And I look to television shows to, you know, as a metaphor for my life, to look at, to hold up. And that's all I have, and it's enough, more than enough. And I think back to, you know, when I was in college, I wanted to shoot, I think, Caged Fury, the episode we talked about with Kevin Hines. I think I wanted to shoot my own version of that. I wrote a script called The Brett White Show, and I was going to basically recreate the Bob Newhart show's opening, but in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I never did this because I would have told you all about it a million years ago. I put together my own Bob Newhart outfits. I had a trench coat and a fedora and stuff, and I would dress like I was going to work like he does in the opening credits. I did a photo shoot in my bathroom in college with this clothes on. I had a big bathroom. It had like a hallway part to it, so it wasn't like over a toilet, which would be nasty, obviously. I had a framed 8x10 of Bob from Elf in my living room in college. I always identified with Bernard the Mouse from The Rescuers. I claimed him as my Disney character when I was in high school. This stuff goes way back. And I guess I'm going to get all this out of my system now so I don't just like blurt it all out and make it super weird and uncomfortable. Because I don't want to be weird and uncomfortable should I meet him. I still like am... I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but I know no matter what, I'm going to see a show. I'm going to see him in person, and that's what's about to happen. And actually, today, I went and bought Newhart Season 5 on DVD, because that's where I'm at. I bought it at V-Stock in St. Louis, and the cashier, a girl younger than me, said, "Are you going to go to the Bob Newhart show tonight?" And I was like, "Yes, I am." She's like, "I'll be there too." And I was like, "Thank God, I'm not going to be the youngest person there." She was like, "No, not by far." And I was like, "Yay, great." So maybe this will be a mixed generation crowd. I'll have a report about the crowd when I'm done. So in theory, I guess the next time you hear from me will be after the show. Wish me luck in the next couple milliseconds, I guess. So the show is done. I just met Bob Newhart, and I'm stammering. I have to start with the meeting first because I need to remember every detail of it. There was a group that was there that was just general meet and greet. I assumed they had like bought meet and greet tickets, which honestly I didn't see that option, so I don't know, you know, where that was on the website. But I was a guest of Mr. Newhart, which is so weird to say, because of Bob's secretaries got me in. So I was in that part of the line, and they were like, the people that are on Bob's guest list get to have a little bit more time. So there's a delineation between the two.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I was the first in that line, and it moved so there was about 25 people in line, and there was probably about a dozen in front of me, but they were all there in groups, and so they kept getting photos in like groups of like three, groups of four, and I was like, oh, this is moving fast. And then all of a sudden, they were all done, and it was me, and it was like, okay, now let Mr. Newhart know these are his guests. His guests. And like round the corner, it was a hallway, and then like in like a little opening is where they had like a step and snap. I don't know, stand and stare. No, one of those things that's like a red carpet with like the background, and you like go and stand in front. It has like a logo. It says Lindenwood logo on it. So that's where it is. And there's a professional photographer taking your photo. And so I just like walk through the little curtain to see him, and there he is, and he's my height. And see, like, I see a lot of myself in the character of Bob Hartley, and every time people make fun of his height, it resonates with me, because I'm 5'6", and Bob is 5'8", and Bob is now about 5'6", maybe 5'5". So, like, that, again, like, that was, he's me. Like, I see so much of myself in him. And I immediately said, like, I was not cool. Like, let's just get that out there. I was totally not cool. I was hella nervous, and that did not go away because I just went back through so quickly. The people in front of me didn't take any time. And so I was just like, I am the one that wrote the article about, millennials that Cheryl, your secretary emailed me about. And then his tour manager, who I did recognize because I Googled him, he had this great, like, knowing, like, oh yes, Bob, this is the guy that wrote the, oh. And Bob was like, oh, yeah, thank you so much. I never thought of it all like that. That was so nice of you to write. And I said, like, well, you are very important to me, and you've definitely, like, changed the world. I don't know what I said. And then I just, I was just awestruck. And the thing is, like, if it had been a one-on-one and I was the only person back there, I guess I would have thought, like, been... That is a situation I could have, like, talked a little bit more, but, you know, read the room. This is a line of people. You got to get in and get out. Literally, he's standing in front of a thing. You get your photo taken and you go, and I'm a guest, so I got to talk a little bit more. So that was that. And I was stammering a little bit, and then the tour manager guy was like, oh, well, why don't you come over here and get a photo? And I'm like, yep, that's the cue. Like, you've been stammering too much standing here on the verge of joy tears, whatever. So I walked around to get, and I got the professional photo because he had those. And I was like, can I also get a photo on my phone? Because everyone I know needs to see this. And he put his arm around me again to, like, you know, take a photo. And he, while we were waiting, he said, like, so are you a freelancer or whatever? I was like, oh no, I'm full time. I got a 401k. And he was like, oh, what's that? So I guess me and Bob did a bit. I guess I did a bit with him. I'm also sitting in a car in the parking lot, by the way, and it's fogging up, and all the people that were here to see Avenue Q, because that was the other show in the theater tonight, are leaving and walking to their cars, and I'm a man in a suit and or in a jacket and tie sitting in a car, the lights off, fogging up, screaming about Bob Newhart. Not screaming, you can hear me, I'm talking at a reasonable tone. And then that was it. And I'll have my professional photo in the middle of the week, but I have my photo now, and it's all over the internet already. And the show itself was amazing. He's 88. Like, that's the thing I could not wrap my mind around. Working in comics, I don't know Stan Lee. I've barely met Stan Lee, but I've seen him do a lot of panels. Stan Lee's only a couple years older than Bob. And Stan Lee is in such worse shape. Like, that's what I feel like a 90-year-old is. Bob is 88. Bob seems the exact same as he always has been. Like, he's like a little slower,
And like, that's about it. He's 88. He did an hour of stand up, not sitting down once. So like the show itself, like I got here an hour early and I thought I would be the first person here. Not the case, because Bob's target audience are punctual elderly folk, and they got here before 7, and the show was at 8. And so they were all already in there hanging out. I guess this might have been like a social event, like St. Charles, see and be seen at the Bob Newhart Show. So I got there, I'm the youngest. I was bringing the age average way down, which I love, of course. Fantastic. It was cool. It's a really nice theater. I've driven by this college a bunch because it's near where my husband grew up. Literally, his home that he grew up in is maybe a 5-minute drive from here or less. They finally, like, everyone was, like, milling about. It got busy pretty quick. Like, there's a crowd of people here for him. And the doors open, and it was funny because I'm usually in New York, like everyone is young or old, we're all shoving and pushing and it's very aggressive. And it was really fun to see like the doors opened up and I got to see like the aggressive get out of my way shoves of people over the age of 60, which was just like everyone kind of like aggressively meander shuffled all in the same direction. And it was really great. And I was right in the thick of it. So I got my seat. I was all the way at the very left of the front row. So I bought those tickets. I was like, if I'm flying from New York to St. Louis to see Bob Newhart, I'm getting the best tickets that are still available on September 5th when I bought these tickets. So I got that front row all the way to the left. Great seat. But I got in there, I was like, why is there a drum kit and a piano and a horn section on stage? And it's because Bob has an opening band. I guess this might be what he does, is he maybe gets like a local jazz band to open for him. And so they did Frank Sinatra songs. So like the opening was like, I don't know, like 20 minutes of Charles Glenn and the Steve Chapman Orchestra. They were great, so I wanted to give them a shout out. Also, Glenn Charles was a writer on the Bob Newhart Show. So circuitous, meant to be. They were great. And then it was like, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Newhart, and they played the Bob Newhart Show theme, and I didn't know what to do. It was nuts. There are now cops like wandering around like the parking lot, and I'm really hoping that there are other cars here. I should be fine. So it was, oh yeah, it's because he's getting in his car. The cops are leaving. That's what's going on. It was amazing. He came out and just like did a stand up. Like it, and I know that's like crazy to be like a stand up did stand up, but I was firmly expecting him to like come out and sit down and like, you know, just do bits, maybe like do a bunch of his old bits, you know. I have no idea what Bob's stand up is like. I've listened to his albums, but those are all, you know, 50 years old. I don't know if his like touring show that he does all the time is this exact show. But this is all stuff I've never heard before. A lot of it seemed kind of like topical-ish. I don't know. And so it was amazing to see this 88-year-old man coming out. He did impressions. He did like character bits. He did physical jokes. He did so much amazing straight man work to himself. He jumped up and down at one point. Like, he was so physical and so with it. There was one point where he was doing a larger routine about televangelists on hard times and all the scandals that televangelists seem to find themselves in. And he was talking about one of them. And in the middle of his routine, someone like shouted out something indecipherable. And the audience was like, "What?" And Bob was like, "Is that you? Is that..." Oh, I can't remember what his name was. Because I'm Jim... Jim Jones. Not... That is a cult leader. Not the same. I don't know who he was. I honestly cannot remember. My brain is kind of fried. But it was great because he was like, "Is that you?" And then he said, "Everyone else, you know, honestly, like, for the rest of the night, feel free to just shout out anything you want. Don't mind the spotlight. Just go for it." And it was so... great. It was so great to see him like thinking on his feet like that and getting laughs off of it. He wasn't thrown by it. And of course he shouldn't be, because he's been doing this since 1959, 1960. Like, nuts. Then he did like 3 encores. Like he kept walking off. He like sheepishly kind of got tangled in the curtains at one point. Like it was great. And at the end of the show, he shows a video called The History of the New Hearts in America, where it must have been shot in like the late 80s, maybe the early 90s, probably the 90s. And it's just like, basically, it's like Bob in period garb being like inserted in all these like Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War II, like all that. And then it runs through his career. You know, so there was like a bit of him and Ed Sullivan, him on Dean Martin, then him at the Bob Newhart show, and then Newhart, and they played like the final scene from Newhart. And he narrates it, like he, you know, hosts it basically. And it was so funny. There was a bit about like his dad was an inventor and he invented like Mach 5 toast, and the camera panned up to see like toast embedded in the ceiling. And this is the thing that I love about him, that he's so, the contrast of the mild-manneredness with the weirdness and absurdity of so much of the stuff that he does. It's so endearing to me. I love it so much because you expect him to be Grandpa Joke, or like he's a mild-mannered dude, but he has this like razor sharp, like weird streak in him, which you see in all of his shows. And so I love that bit. Like he's like, here's the Lewis and Clark guide that my ancestor was. And he's like cross-eyed, so it's like there's like a map and then a dotted line just going in circles. And he's like, yeah, he added about 6 months to their time. Just like weird, simple, stupid joke. And then I was like the first backstage. As soon as the show was over, I was like, where do I go now? And I got in line and then I met him. And I got to shake his hand like twice because I kept reaching out for it. This was crazy. I'm not the last person in the parking lot. That's for sure. I can't believe that happened. And I don't think I have anything else to say tonight, probably. I think I just said everything. Thank y'all for listening to this. Maybe I'll have an update in the morning. Maybe not. So either thank you for listening to this. We'll be back to normal this Thursday with an Addams Family episode that I'm super excited about. Or I'll be back in the morning to say other things. So either good night or I'll see you in the morning. But if not, good night!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.